Okay, thank you for cooperation. We can just continue. To use a bit of the standard Hollywood structure, but use it wisely. But it's there, and those guys and girls sitting there reading the scripts can see that. And maybe they will appreciate and think that, yeah, this is, we can capitalize on. So it could be possible. Pitchable script. So one such gimmick, I would almost say, but feature could be that, of course, that in this hacker gang where they are working, there is the opposition, you know, the underground, the rebels against the system, you know, the big corporate. You can just put it in a contemporary setting there, right? But of course, one of them, I mean, this could be a Netflix thing, but one of them, a series actually, again, there. If this would be made a series, wow. That of course, one of the gang becomes a traitor. It appears he or she is leaking information to the corporate guy, has been bought by them, prostituted herself or himself for the corporate masters out of greed, out of fear, whatever. So we have the all lower talas here confronting the higher, of course, going spiral. So we can use that again within the group to play out that, and it goes down into the within everyone. That here I am. I'm in this group that is good. But if I got more money, I can even do more good. That kind of thing, right? Or I doubt you, or is envious of the leader, or someone else, and. Or whatever is going on there, or just plain old greed, gambling debt, or whatever. You know, there's so many of these stereotypes we could maybe try to avoid, but still use maybe in less obvious ways while retaining the audience attention, drawing, engaging function, which is needed when you write movies, movies for, especially for that Western side of it. Otherwise, we can go for the Eastern too, Bollywood or Chinese, whatever. But we're thinking now Netflix type or someone else. I mean, Game of Thrones, where was that broadcast? So it's pretty interesting, those platforms we should think of. Not the old guys with the thick cigar sitting over there in Beverly Hills or wherever they are. Not necessarily, at least. But, you know, we can use this, for instance, this, as I just said, but I like to taste that a little bit more. You got that kid there who did that, and what are you going to do? Well, conflict, of course, and normally there will be a fight, and that guy or girl who betrayed them and made this deadly sin, really, everyone hates that person. The audience sit there, kill him. And normally they have a fight there, the hero and the bad guy, and the bad guy dies by slipping and falling off the roof or something. Or you have a cliffhanger there, you know, that kind of thing. So we could play with that, but do it differently. Instead of going into that, good one lives and the other one dies, we go into that, which is more common in Asian film, that inner struggle which one of us has between the good and the bad and the truth and the illusion and so on, and can show how several characters here need to face that. Maybe she too, or maybe she doesn't. I don't know. I mean, each one should have their own story. Again, not to make some stereotypes here, but characters that will really bring to life. And I think the way to do that is to base them on real people. And maybe one way to do that would be that the writer of a story imagines that character as a possible alter ego. You know, if I was a woman, how would I be? And if I was my best self, maybe I would be like that. Some hacker system administrator lady working in the bottom of a large corporate building. I mean, that's possible. And being part of this awares group. So, I mean, I think one can get pretty far in character development by doing it that way, not necessarily basing it on actually existing people, but parts of oneself, which is probably common among novel authors. So, yeah. Thank you. Sounds good.